Everything's running smoothly.
Oh, good morning, Peter.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Peter.
Hello.
I'd say give me a letter, but I know that letter. That letter is F. Peter F. Swing, and the F stands for Happy Friday.
Good morning, Hartzell. It's a good day to be a Kansas City, and happy Friday. Happy Friday.
Friday, baby!
If you're just waking up in Kansas City, temperatures are in the high 30s.
Give me that real feel, Pete.
That should warm up as the day goes on. The highest you're going to get is in the mid-50s, though. So a little bit chillier today if you're going to be going out to First Friday. But your weekend, let me tell you about your weekend.
Tell me about that weekend, babe.
After the high of 54, low of 36 today, you get partly cloudy on Saturday, high of 65, low of 47. Mm. On Sunday, we got some wind blowing, but high of 68 and a low of 52. So temperature-wise, we're looking at a great weekend in Kansas City. This year, KC Morning Show, presented by our friends at Charlie Hustle.
If it's a Friday, your Friday edition brought to you by Charlie Hustle.
You got your Stone Cold Jones shirt on.
Stone Cold Chris Jones. KC MS 20 for 20% off. KC MS 20.
We've made it through the middle of the week. How you doing? How is your middle of the week?
I'm tired. I'm a little tired.
You've been too busy
crushing it.
You've been booming and grooming.
Booming and grooming. I never heard that.
Winding and grinding.
Now that one I know. Clanging and banging.
Pumping and jumping.
No humping and.
Oh, come on.
Nah. Slow
keep,
week.
Keep up the good fight.
It's weird, man.
I'd said that you would double down on the shirtless selfie. This has been a quadruple, at least a quadruple down.
Exponentially increased.
And are we getting some DM slides?
So I don't know. I don't know. In short, no.
Right. Right.
I like to think there's a longer form answer, but I guess there's not. It's still pretty short. I just
come over here. Come sit on Uncle Pete's lap.
I just don't, Pete. No, because
let me bop you on my knee.
I don't have I was gonna say I have a lot of free time. It's not that I have a lot of free time. I said I have long lapses of maybe some downtime in the middle of what could be a busy day. So I like to go on my phone. I like to, you know, text people. That was the best part about relationships, that you could just, you know, have somebody you could always talk to, you know?
Sure.
On the ready.
You can text me.
I mean, yeah.
You want to chat during the day?
Yeah, but not with you.
I can carve out some time for you.
And I think I'm getting ghosted.
Oh, no. What? From that date from last week?
I think so.
Oh, no. Again?
I don't know.
Again.
I thought it went well. How? I thought it went well.
Well, I mean, things are looking up. As the weather
everything
gets
looks
nicer,
up when you're laying on your back, everything looks up. I'm rock bottom.
You gotta understand, we're still here in
rock bottom.
We're in cuffing season right now, right? We are approaching. We're getting dangerously close from getting out of cuffing season. If you don't know what cuffing season is, there's a tendency to want to be together with a partner during the cold weather.
Boyfriend weather, girlfriend weather.
Pretty soon. It's short season for the guys, sundress season for the girls. Reverse that if that's your cup of tea. But people are more willing to get out there and see what's going on. This may play right into your hands.
Nothing's playing into my hands. And I appreciate your... I appreciate. You like that? I really like where your head's at. I like that you've got such optimism.
A little vigor.
I'm jaded. I don't even... I'll show you my phone. I mean, look, the last text was like at 3 o'clock last afternoon.
From the girl from last week.
Yes. And we started the conversation.
What was...
And that's the thing. It ended at 3. It didn't start that much earlier. It started like at noon.
Short-lived. What was it about?
Nothing. A conversation about absolutely nothing that ended much like it started. You leave them like you
when
find
I ran into
them,
you on Saturday,
like you
it looked like you guys were what I would describe as two peas in a pod.
Wow.
And now it seems like
I just don't understand the
pod.
I don't know.
The pod has went away.
It's because even the apps aren't what they used to be.
Peas.
Oh, yeah. They used to be so much easier, Pete.
Back in what? The old days?
Back in the old days of 2 years ago. when it all just came just so much easier, so much naturally. Just
back in my day, I used to have to walk 15 miles back and forth for a date.
I went to FRY, that pop-up restaurant we
Pete,
talked
tell
about.
Me about how that was. Also, Pete, how are you, my friend? Tell Good. Me about how you were doing. I'm sorry, I went on a bit
oh,
of a
no,
tangent.
Oh, no, it's okay. I'm here for you, man.
I am, it's just, you know, it's still raw. It's
you
still
can,
raw.
You can sit on my therapist couch or lay if you want, anytime.
Oh, if you're offering.
I'll just write some things down here
All
that
right.
you can't see.
I'll write some down for you.
Anyway.
How was it?
Delicious.
Very, very good.
I had buffalo bites.
You brought nothing back, so thanks for that.
I mean, it was fries. Fries don't last for 2 days. Uh-oh. This was a pop-up restaurant on Wednesday.
Watch me. Watch me make that work.
Got to meet Chef Jayon. He introduced me to his main chef. I believe his name was Steven. It was hard to hear. There were so many people at Dodson's.
Oh, nice.
And it was great. He was grateful that we mentioned him on the show. But if you see this again, the FRY pop-up restaurant, you got to go. I would highly recommend. That's all I'll say. I mean, you can follow him on.
I saw a picture you posted. It looked like it was a very hearty helping.
It was.
Well, that for alliteration.
Right. It was like almost like the peanut and what I get from the peanut, which is three wings and fries, of course.
Naturally.
And blue cheese. And it was almost like a peanut bowl. It's like they made a Chipotle bowl to go
oh.
of like peanut flavoring.
Oh.
And there were other flavors, too. I mean, okay. I just happen to like.
Hey, you're painting a picture, man.
Buffalo.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Well, it is First Friday. I'm going to paint you a picture.
Oh, my God. It's just everything is happening this week. It's March because time is flying. It is, mm-hmm. It's First Friday today.
That's right.
Oh, man. Okay.
It's a beautiful day.
Conditions are ideal in
for
Kansas
City. Hartzell to get out there a little bit.
Well, we have a show tonight, too. We got a concert. This is, I told you, busy season is here now. Like, this is now my... This is like my equivalent to opening day. This is my...
What are you going to wear to this thing? You think you might go with
Oh, I got to go buy a new outfit. I've already thought about that. Because I had this problem, and I my mom's listening, so I apologize, mother. But and I apologize once you get that statement about that overdraft bill. But I had this thing where before every concert, because, again, you're always selling. I like to think that I'm a combination
right.
of The Rock and Ric Flair.
Okay.
I like to, and if you know me, you know that's so bold enough that that's exactly what I think about myself.
Hartzell Gray drip.
Yep, that's, ooh-wee, woo, if you're smelling. And so I
The Rock and Ric Flair.
You could
that
see
is a,
it.
That is an intense combo.
I though. Mean, but what a, but you know exactly what I'm talking about, though. When I say Rock and Ric Flair, you're like, you know what?
I don't know if all our listeners, but a lot, probably a lot of them do.
You know, I got the kiss stealing, wheel it dealing, jet flying,
right.
Rolls Royce wearing, all that kind of stuff. The people's eyebrow, take them to the SmackDown Hotel.
I just feel like in general, as I think of what The Rock and Ric Flair are, I just don't know if that would be a human I'd want to hang out with necessarily.
Well, apparently
that must be too much.
Yeah, that's the case because no chick wants to. So apparently it might be a bit extra.
So you might have gotten it right in the head.
Yeah, I may have actually played myself on that one.
Good for you.
Yeah, but yeah, I like to feel like that. So I go buy an outfit before every show. That's what I used to do before I was, cuffed, as you called it.
I'd recommend
so
this.
Now I got to go back out.
I like,
get some stuff.
And I hate to tell you this, I like that sporting sweatshirt with no shirt look.
It's such a good look.
I think maybe
right?
you go in that genre when you go buy this. Maybe a jumpsuit and you kind of.
It's funny you say that. I agree. I think I agree with you.
And sunglasses, right? Mm. Sunglasses indoors is a thing only music DJs can really pull off.
Yeah, no, you're right. I can make that. I'm just pretentious enough to pull that
off.
Put
them on like your nose like this. You're like,
oh, no.
Welcome to the show, everybody! And just give that impression that you're just
Rock
way
on!
More messed up than you are.
Yeah, bro!
People are like, this guy's awesome! He's so messed up and he's still on stage!
And his sunglasses are still on!
I can't believe this, and I can't believe I'm saying it, but he reminds me of Ric Flair and The Rock!
Woo! I mean, yeah.
That's gonna definitely help.
You come to the show tonight? With the lead like that, you are my Flavor Flav.
I am what we call hashtag on the mend. I was telling you before we got on, I slept through the night for the first time in 6 weeks, it feels like. Mm-hmm. It was a surprise. I woke up and I was like, it is actually the time, because I hadn't woken up all night. I'm still a little bit nasally. I don't know if you even hear that. It's unbelievable.
I'm just happy it's not just me this
time. It's the sinus infection that never dies. But
yeah, we both were just, I think we both could get caught up on some Z's. Like, I absolutely think that, you know what, let's take this weekend.
Right.
After today, because today we got plans. We got big things to do today.
Well, you got a huge weekend, right? You have the sporting game on Saturday.
Sporting KC, that's right. Home opener tomorrow.
You're going to be running and gunning all weekend.
Yeah. It's like I said, it's going to be exhausting. But
pimping and crimping.
Ooh, we just, give me another one. Give me another one.
Okay. How about popping and hopping?
Ooh, popping and hopping, locking and dropping it. Ooh.
Getting warmed up for Freestyle Friday.
Is that what you're doing?
I came with another quick hit. I'm on a quick hit streak right now.
Hold on, another one?
Yeah, and I have
Whoa,
a little quick hit music for this one today because it deserves some.
Okay, all right, here we go.
All right, here we go.
Oh, what is this?
You saw it on Instagram if you follow us at the KC Morning Show. A mini golf bar is coming to Kansas City. Power and light. Seekers Lounge is scheduled to open this summer at 53 West 13th Street next to Blade and Timber Axe Throwing. Seekers Lounge will house 9 leisurely mini golf holes along with tabletop golf holes, which are at least said is a mashup of mini golf and shuffleboard.
What is going on right now? What is happening?
We're in Seekers right now. Opening this summer. 2020. How'd you do on the windmill hole, Harson?
Not so great.
Oh, not so great.
Not so great.
I was under par.
That was...
Hey.
That was a hell of a quick
hit. Hand me that
hit.
Long Island iced tea. Yep. I'm about to hit hole number 7.
Good job, Pete. Okay. I didn't see that one coming today, but I really liked it. All right.
Do you guys have the loaded fries yet? I just finished the back 9.
When's it coming, Pete? Tell me one more time.
Summer 2020. Summer Seekers Lounge. Mini golf at Power and Light.
Huh. Interesting. Mm. Well done. You sold that. They need a new marketer because they got a new concept coming.
It seems safer than Blade and Timber axe throwing.
Is that fad over? Huh? Is that fad done? The whole... Cause remember that was the hotness for a little bit.
I went to
I never did it.
I went to one event there. It was a friend's birthday, and I was a little bit afraid. I couldn't get the axe to stick, and I said to myself, I've seen too many videos online where this thing ricochets back, mm-hmm. and you do sign a waiver. So if you go in there and this thing ricochets back, and you end up amputating your leg,
right?
Goodbye leg. They're not gonna give you a new leg at Blade and Timber. So screw that.
It's not OSHA covered. No,
but I'll go to Seekers.
Shall we do a thing that we do pretty regularly on this show? I'd even say we do it every day. Talk about some things, get you informed on some stuff. How's that sound, Pete?
Love it.
I think that we should do... Let's do the what?
The news.
In other news, this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
Been waiting all week for this, because on your Fridays, your Friday edition of the KC Morning Show, we have this news intro, and Peter F. Swinging the F stands for freestyle. He freestyles the news. I'm going to count you in, because I can tell you're a little bit, you're getting a little jumpy.
I got a little false start almost right there.
All right, here we go. I'm going to count you. 5, 2, 3. Here we go. 5, 6, 7, here we go!
It's Friday on the KC Morning Show. What's up to all the KC Morning hosts? It's the grand opening for Sporting KC. Malia, Shalawi, Polito, sup Graham Susi. Hartle's rocking it on the ones and twos. Get ready, it's time for your KC Morning News.
Now that is what I'm talking about.
That's right.
Now that's what I'm talking about. That is how you freestyle the effing news.
Be easy.
Okay, easy.
Peace, sweet.
Now that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Pee breezy.
Because I was nervous, man. Last week was just awful. You didn't have it.
Floor of A minus right there on that one. I know. I could tell. I think it might need to be higher than that. But
no, this one was good.
Okay, we'll give it an A.
That was good.
All right.
No, I'm going to go ahead and give you, yeah. I'm not even grading on a curve. That was impartially well done. Well done.
Thank you.
What an update to last week.
Do the glass animals need an opening act tonight? That's the question I have.
Yeah, honestly, you know what? No, because they wouldn't be able, they can't afford you.
That's right.
They can't afford you after that performance.
Expensive.
So that was an update to your freestyling. In fact, today's news, a lot of your news, as we do the news, are updates today. I didn't do that on purpose, but I think that is a good staple of every morning show, or just a show in general, is to be able to follow through, have them come all full circle, you know, get all the ends, all the details from both sides.
We are doing updates, and we hope, as a unit on this show, that Hartzell gets a date.
That's the stretch you wanted to take.
What do you mean?
That's the direction you took.
I'm just a friend helping a friend.
Update out of Westport.
Saturday, 5 people were shot. 17-year-old Devin Harris died from his injuries. Mayor Quint Lucas wants solutions in place in the next 2 weeks. Some ideas? Add more lighting to Mill Street, stagger bar closing time so fewer people exit at once, and increase enforcement, not of criminals, but for bars that violate liquor licensing rules.
If it is the sort of thing that says we want regulated industries to do an investigation after every shooting at a bar, or that stems from a fight in a bar in Kansas City, then frankly, I'd be happy to do that.
So we had those deadly shootings, well, that deadly shooting in Westport last weekend, and Mayor Q, like you heard, he wants to see some results, and he wants to see them soon. Which I think we all do, especially, you know, you and I, selfishly, as we broadcast here from the Unlabeled Music Service Studios in Westport.
That's right.
It would be nice to, maybe get some of that figured out. Quit shooting each other, you fools.
Right.
Let's do a thing. Mayor Q said, as humans, we should care about shootings, but as an economic model, it's important to know that we want this area to be healthy and survive. Mayor Q said, citing the tax income from Westport.
The bar owners have started to go after each other. There's one, I think his name is already, he owns like 4 down there, and mm-hmm. got after the owner of Throwback and said they need to be better. And
well, that's the thing. They're saying, you know, like, are you enforcing like your liquor laws and right. all those kind of things? I do, you know, is it the root problem? Probably not, but it's
right.
dotting I's and crossing T's, if that helps. Again, some suggestions including more lighting, security presence along Mill Street, parking garage, and staggering closing times for the bars. So we'll see what happens, and be good out there, all right? It's the weekend. It's the freaking weekend. Let's just go get lit.
Happy Friday.
Have a good, fine, fun Friday, baby. Go home happy, and help me get a date. That's all I ask.
That's right.
Another update. I drove on Paseo a couple weeks ago, I guess MLK Boulevard now, and I was curious when they're going to start replacing those signs. Because, you know, we had voted to overturn the street signs from Paseo to MLK Boulevard, now going back to Paseo, and they have started replacing some of those signs again. Well, now there's an update to that story, and we're trying to get more feedback from the city.
The Kansas City Parks and Rec Department is shifting through 600 submissions about ways to honor Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Kansas City voters overturned the city council's decision to change the Paseo to Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Since the switchback, the KC Parks Department asked residents to submit their ideas on other ways to honor the late civil rights leader. Once all the submissions are sorted, public work sessions will begin. The first public work session will be at 10:30 in the morning on March 28th.
Yeah, over 600 ideas submitted. And that's one of the things that they said, that it wasn't that they didn't, those who were in support of switching the name back to Paseo, it wasn't they didn't want to honor MLK, at least from what I gathered, it was that they wanted to be more included on the process. So that's a good start, 600 ideas. Let's see here. Roosevelt Lyons, Deputy Director of Operations for the KC Parks and Rec, said that hundreds of submissions include suggestions to rename other streets or facilities, but also, and I quote, a pretty wide variety, end quote, of other ideas. First meeting, 10:30, March 28th, Brush Creek Community Center, and child care provided for those who
that's nice.
Want to come check it out and didn't want that to be a burden to get in the way. So yes, March 28th. Maybe you will include that on your week preview next week. I guess a couple weeks.
Next week. It's like 22 days away.
Another update. And this is, I guess, this is just that, this is that portion of the program devoted almost entirely to Corona!
The good news is health experts say there's no need to worry about packages transmitting COVID-19.
The virus really doesn't live that easily on surfaces outside of a human body and is now transmitting person to person.
The CDC says coronavirus can't survive on items for long periods of time, like the days or weeks something takes to ship.
So that is the new hotness now, is trying to make sure that we can debunk all of these coronavirus conspiracy theories, because that's a thing. Also, why is that always our default? Is when something happens, the first thing we gotta do is to take it to the. There always has to be that thing.
It's a common thing in America with the blame. You're talking about the blame game. I mean, when the Chiefs, you see it when the Chiefs or Royals lose, you have to blame somebody. It can't be just, well, the team made a lot of mistakes. It was this guy. No. Was it Andy Reid's
fault? It's always wild, too. It's like,
was it Damian Williams' fault? Was it Pat? No, come on.
And I can get why, and I'm not trying to talk any mess. I get it. A lot of folks are nervous. It's the news is telling you that this is the worst thing since the worst thing. And, you know, you want to make sure you're safe. I get that. But what people are doing, you know, they're posting some of the stuff on like Facebook, Reddit, of things that just aren't true or things that they aren't sure about, but they were, you know, speculating blindly, which is fine for this podcast, which is what we do, but not when it, you know,
right,
when there's health and lives on the line.
Casey Speculation Show.
Which, you know, there's no shortage of podcast names, that's for sure. And so for those who are curious, no. I mean, sure, theoretically it is possible, according to Dr. Jack Caravanos, that theoretically possible that the virus could be present on the surface of a package. But that is, and I quote, highly improbable due to the length of the journey and the harsh conditions it would face en route. So what you may be seeing online of people saying that you can catch it, number one, that's not true. And number two, there was later on in that audio, there was a lady who thought that she could catch it
right
via the mail. And so she ended up returning some of her items that were not refundable. So she ended up eating her money for something that she didn't have to really worry about. So
right.
If you see this on the internets,
you can't get it.
Just number one, you can't get it. And number two, maybe even post a comment. I'd never suggest I'm never gonna be the guy to say to comment on Facebook for anything ever. But
unless it's a Casey Morning Show post, because we could use more of those.
We could use some of that. So I'm going to go ahead and champion that cause. But I'm going to say this. If you're going to break yourself down to comment on a Facebook post that's probably posted by, you know, a grandparent.
Right.
Or an uncle of the drunk variety.
Sure.
Make it this one. Make sure educate these people. Tell them what's right and what's wrong. Updating your presidential politics.
Yep.
We saw this one come in on Wednesday after Super Tuesday. It was just kind of a matter of time. We didn't know if she was going to hang around to the convention, if we're going to do that whole brokered deal. Well, Elizabeth Warren, Senator Elizabeth Warren out of Massachusetts, officially out of the 2020 race.
Closing out her campaign, Elizabeth Warren today spoke her mind, but revealed very little about whether she'll endorse one of her rivals.
Not today. Senator. I need some space around this and want to take a little time to think a little more.
Progressives are urging her to back Bernie Sanders, but Warren made clear she and her supporters won't be boxed in. Warren today recalling all those pinky promises she made to little girls.
One of the hardest parts of this is all those pinky promises and all those little girls who are going to have to wait 4 more years. That's going to be hard.
Elizabeth Warren quitting the Democratic presidential race Thursday, leaving Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders as your last two major contenders fighting for that number one spot, taking on Donald Trump this fall. I wish I could tell you what happened, because I don't think any of us quite know what happened. There's going to be a case study as to why Elizabeth Warren...
She was leading at the end of 19, right?
She went from having all the potential, being a one of those top three, could be a front runner status, had a bit of a hit after the whole Pocahontas stuff.
Right.
Unbelievable, by the way. How that's still a thing. Anyway, just unreal. Took a hit, undeservingly took a hit for that, but then she played into the bait, and then she became Elizabeth Warren with the plan. She became, I have a plan for that, surged, and then got hit with the Medicare for All question, and then just, I've never seen that before, and it's I have a real reason
when you're facing an uphill battle, you almost have to pitch a perfect game, and so...
But she didn't, it didn't have to, I don't... At one point, it wasn't even uphill for her, and that's why I don't know what happened. I don't quite get what happened. It's wildly fascinating.
Well, we saw last general election, and I hate to be the one to say this, but the polls really don't mean jack.
No, not anymore. Exit polls are
It seems like voters are not voting in the polls.
She finished third in her own state.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's what does it. That does it all right there. She says we didn't reach our goal, but what we have done together. What you have done has made a lasting difference, said Elizabeth Warren on a call with her campaign staff ahead of the announcement yesterday. She would have been, and I don't know what your politics are, but she is someone who seems like a treasure, and I feel like she probably would have been a great president. But unfortunately, a lot of folks thought otherwise. But she'll be just fine. She's a, from what I can tell, a nice lady with a great selfie stick. So she'll be just fine.
She's a nice lady.
So the timeless question, can money buy you happiness? Okay. I'm not going to say yes or no. I think it gets you pretty damn close. I would like the opportunity to try out this experience and maybe workshop this experiment myself. But yes, can money buy happiness? Well, I can't confirm, but it is now something that people are even saying you can put an equation to. And the answer now is leaning more and more towards, well, actually, yeah, money can buy you happiness.
Kind of measured a bunch of different measures of well-being. So how stressed people feel, how much positive emotion people had, and they plotted that across your salary. And what they find is that at low incomes, yeah, more money makes you happy. If you jump from $10,000 in the U.S. to 20, you're going to be less stressed.
I mean, yeah, that seems like a no-brainer. That seems like, you know, common sense. The more money you make, the less stressed you are. So not only now have we kind of figured out what it might take for you to be considered happy.
Right.
More money, no problems, according to this list. Money can buy you that happiness. We've got the equation, and now we can even narrow it down to how much it takes for you to be happy according to your state.
There you go ahead.
Now, this is dangerously close to a list. Dangerously close to
survived
a list. I decided not to do a list because it's Friday. We're Friday forward. So I'll just get to the points that are important. The states... this is how much it costs for you to be happy in a state. Are you curious to know what it means to be happy in Missouri?
I am.
In Missouri, the price for happiness, the price for the privilege, $92,000.
Wee!
$92,000. Now, a state where you can ball on a budget, you can be happy, but not have to break the bank. Hello, Kansas. Kansas at $93,000. Which, believe it or not, is actually one of the lower ones. The five most expensive states to be happy: California, $145,000. Jesus Christ, $145,000. Okay,
thanks,
man. New York, $144,000. Oregon, $141,000. And Massachusetts, shout out to Elizabeth Warren, she can take it back home with her, $137,000 to be happy. That's how much we have kind of put together.
I think
the cheapest.
I have a take on this.
In Mississippi,
I have a take on this. So, I like interviewing. I love the art of interviewing,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that comes with listening to like a lot of celebrity interviews.
Okay.
And they say, and I don't want to say every celebrity is like this, but a lot of them will say, "Man, you have all this ridiculous money; it becomes not a thing for you, and you really can't find happiness." Mm-hmm. So, what I think there is here is there's a window, right?
Okay.
So
there's an in between.
There's a too poor to be happy. Mm-hmm. And I think after a certain threshold, and I don't know what that would be, you would have to do one of these studies that we're talking about.
I guess so, yeah.
How much money is almost too much where you start to question, do my friends like me for my money? Or You know what I mean?
The answer to that is no much. There's no amount that ever makes me think that. It's like, I can always use more. And you know what? Guess what? I'll just buy better friends. That's what that means.
So I think there's a window.
Mississippi is the cheapest at $89,000 a year to be happy. The most expensive, Hawaii at $201,000.
That's nuts.
Just to have a little bit of happiness in your life. That is, well, I guess I'm going to be terribly depressed for a very long time. That's what that means. Sad forever until I get that kind of dough.
We're going to get you a date. We're going to get you a boost.
And a high interest loan. Buffalo Wild Wings, because we're bringing back food in the stories, because food's been crushing the news.
People I do love food.
People,
everybody
love,
eats.
They love the food stories in the news, and I'm going to keep this as a thing. Buffalo Wild Wings, March Madness. We are now in the month of March.
Welcome.
So this thing is, we're moments away, a stone's throw away from March Madness. And Buffalo Wild Wings running a contest where four people. You're going to get a chance, Pete. You and three of your friends.
Me.
Are going to have an opportunity to crash at Buffalo Wild Wings during
my dream.
March Madness.
Buffalo Wild Wings is giving you a chance to live in the place during March Madness.
No, the place.
Is this like a dream come true for you?
Do you see the bunk beds? You see the TVs?
Yeah. I was going to say, this looks like every kid's dream, but now it's like adult kids.
Two winners plus a friend each can stay there for one night during March Madness. Okay.
So they just launched this contest where the two winners will get to live at a Buffalo Wild Wings in Chicago during the first 2 days of the tournament. 2 days, one night stay. what a lovely sell. 2 day, one night sell. A 2 day, one night stay at Buffalo Wild Wings. Plus, they'll get free airfare and $1,000 in gift cards. So that's not bad. So here's the catch, if you want to call it a catch. You won't be sleeping like in the dining area. They've built off a little separate area that's got a little, like, it's basically IKEA in Buffalo Wild Wings. Got bunk beds. It's like a cramped college dorm, free food, multiple TVs. You're basically just paying to eat.
I would love this.
And drink for free. This is the best, right? Like, this is the absolute best.
I don't think I could do it because I do too many things. It would be hard for me to take this long off, but I would love to do this.
This is
almost like, you know, when you were almost about to drive to New York City.
Yes, for Star Wars. Yeah,
I feel like I would drive to Chicago for this experience.
Yeah, they're calling it. You know, you have a B&B. You know, your bed and breakfast. So they're calling it hashtag B&B Dubs.
I do like that.
That's not bad. Everything about this is actually pretty solid. I don't know what frat president came up with this, but honestly, sir, well done. Like, this isn't bad. Like, I would like to sign up for this.
This is kind of what I do.
And you get a gift, $1,000 in gift cards?
This is what everyone really does who's a sports fan. They watch it at work. So there's no work involved. You get all the food. And it's great.
Well, I was going to do another food one, but I guess we will take a break because now it's too much food. I'm starting to get hungry.
A lot of updates.
But don't you feel updated?
I do.
Let me update you. My name's Hartzell. That's Pete. We'll be back. Pete? Tell them what this is.
This is the Casey Morning Show.
The Casey Morning Show.
We're about to get into sports in just a second here, but we do have to say it is the Friday episode of the Casey Morning Show presented by Charlie Hustle. So head on over to charliehustle.com. I think the collegiate collection is the place to go, especially if you're a fan of the Kansas Jayhawks.
Solid.
Some really creative shirts to wear for March Madness. The Kansas team is the number one team in the country. They're going to be running to the Final Four. You can use the promo code KCMS20. And following that behind, they have all new St. Patrick's Day shirts featuring our favorite bar probably in the city. What is that, Artzel?
It's yours for sure. You love Kelly's.
It's Kelly's. They have a beautiful Kelly shirt.
And just like that, we've been able to keep the streak going. This is like Cal Ripken streak, man.
That's right.
We get a Kelly's drop every episode.
I mean, it is Friday.
It is a Friday.
So KCMS20 gets you the 20% discount offer the Friday.
I also love those. I think you talked about it.
The community.
Yeah, the communities. Those are
featuring the library and the museum.
The library one. Mwah. Mwah. Chef kisses. Excellent.
Let's keep it right here. Start sports. Some Chiefs.
straight to one place, right to Kansas City.
The KC Morning Show.
Now, Pete. Now, Pete.
Sports, welcome into sports. Looks like no Des Bryant to Kansas City for now. Pat Mahomes in an interview said he's obviously a talented player, someone I watched as a little kid growing up. Mahomes said that to Therese Paler of Yahoo. He leaves stuff like that to GM Brett Veach, lets him make the decisions. But Mahomes was positive and says that the contract could be coming to Kansas City soon. He's going to let his people handle that. He wants to stay in Kansas City a long time. Mahomes and Dez were pictured at a Mavericks game together on Wednesday night. So a little bit of basketball for the guys. It's an interesting player. He's a little bit older now, 31, and hasn't played in the NFL since 2017. You have Sammy Watkins teasing that he might want to go to the Houston Texans. So who knows? The Chiefs might take a...
Yeah, what's up with Sammy's tweets?
He has been...
What's going on? That's weird. What's going on with my man?
So he has an enormous cap number hit. Uh-huh. And he was a big part of the playoff run and Super Bowl wins. So there are fans out there that want to keep him, and that's understandable. Mm-hmm. But the Chiefs may not be able to afford him because they have to play Chris Jones, and we just talked about Mahomes, under the cap.
My shirt. Got my Chris Jones shirt on right now.
Yeah. And so... they just might not be able to afford him. They were hoping to come up with maybe some kind of extension where they could restructure his contract. He takes a pay cut. No one likes a pay cut, and that is a little bit understandable. But to still be on the team for 2020 and then to be retweeting that...
Yeah, man, what are you doing?
He sort of wants to play for the Texans.
What the hell?
He's got some Clemson buddies there. Weird situation. It'll be interesting to see how this all plays out in Kansas City right now. The NFL players are voting on a new collective bargaining agreement, which would make peace between the owners and players for 10 years. So we'll see how that shakes out. Andy Reid appeared on SiriusXM with Coach K, 60-minute interview on what was called Basketball and Beyond with Coach K. We can't get enough Andy Reid sound on Patrick Mahomes, can we?
He's gonna come in. He's gonna work his tail off. He comes in with a smile on his face, but that hunger in the heart And he wants to rip your throat out every time he has an opportunity to on the field. And so you love that. I mean, and he's an innate leader. So the guys know that his closet's clean and he's doing it the right way.
So he said hunger in his heart as he rips their throat out. I love that.
And he made sure to say on the field. But
what a wordsmith.
Reid was especially candid with Coach K. And you could really hear, like, he has a mutual respect for Coach K, so he actually answered his questions.
Is that a thing?
Unlike me, when I show up to a press conference.
I've never heard of this show. Coach K has a show where he just...
It's on SiriusXM. I believe it's once a week.
Interesting.
It's called Basketball and Beyond with Coach K.
I'm waiting for your big break, Pete. I'm waiting for your... I'm waiting for that Pete
take. I am never going to get a Andy Reid quote like that.
Nothing tops
me.
For and Pete's take. That's,
for what
nothing
it's
tops
worth,
that. You know that.
For Pete's take on 41 Action News. It's hard for any of us to get a quote like that from Andy Reid. He keeps things very close to the vest, but you can tell his candidness certainly raises when he has a great deal of respect for the interviewer. It happens with some people in the NFL that he's worked with in the past.
Hey, don't sell yourself short. You do a great job.
It's just evident. And I think it's smart. I mean, let him do a Super Bowl. Keep things close to the vest all you want, but it's just funny when you get these interviews where you could tell.
You're good. You're pretty, Pete. I'll tell you you're pretty. You're pretty.
Also in the interview, Reid said the Chiefs hold the rights to Chris Jones, all but confirming the franchise tag is on the way. Some news on the number one team in the country. We talked about Kansas and their shirts on the Charlie Hustle segment. Mm-hmm. The University of Kansas is disputing all allegations of wrongdoing by its men's basketball program that have been levied by the NCAA, the school said in its reply to the what would be considered organization, I guess, on Thursday. Here is Bill Self in his response after the game on Wednesday night.
That's attorneys dealing with the NCAA. And to be real honest with you, I'm not a part of that. I haven't spent much time on that, preparing that, and doing that. So the response is obviously due tomorrow at some point in time. I don't know what time. And I'm sure that we'll get it in. And I'm sure that'll speak for itself. But you know, I haven't let that bog me down as a distraction. It certainly won't moving forward. I just look at that as that was something that needs to happen from a mandatory standpoint. But it's no more than what we knew it was, three or four months ago. So it's just the next play.
There you go.
The next play, he says.
Among the most serious charges were lack of institutional control by the school and head coach responsibilities by Bill Self.
The football program was cited for level 2 violations. So we'll see how that plays out. There could be some sanctions involved. We will see.
It's KU. They'll be fine. Ain't nothing going
to
happen.
They said that to me about Syracuse, and Syracuse lost 3 scholarships for 3 years, and they ended up having to vacate 100 wins, which got Boeheim back under 1,000.
Well, yeah, it's because Syracuse sucks. So,
if it can happen to Syracuse, it can happen to Kansas. Kansas defeated TCU 75-66 on Wednesday. Udoka Azubuike continues to dazzle, scoring a career-high 31 points while pulling down 14 rebounds, all on that bum ankle. Yep. So good for him.
Yep.
Good for the Doke Man, as I call him.
is that what you say?
The Strawberry Choke Man. The Jayhawks clinched at least a share of the Big 12 regular season title back on top after that Kansas State-Texas Tech split last year. The Big 12 tournament is next week. It's a big event in Kansas City.
Royals. Oh, man, it is next week, isn't it?
Yeah.
My goodness. Okay.
The Royals went 1-1 the past 2 days against the Padres and the Rockies.
Tickets.
Pitcher Brad Keller had a bad outing.
Yeah, that's
bad outing. 1 2/3 innings, 7 hits, 8 earned runs. We're talking about practice, man. These games don't count.
Practice.
Couple quick hits on the Royals. The Royals moved their September 10th game so that the Chiefs could potentially host the NFL opening game, which is a somewhat regular tradition by the NFL for the champion to start the league on Thursday Night Football. So now that's open, opens up the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
The Royals will have a doubleheader that Tuesday. So they move their game, and they're going to play 2-1 day for the Chiefs.
They get it. They understand. We get this.
YouTube TV has come to an agreement to stream Royals games, so I wasted money on an Amazon Stick.
Isn't that crazy, though? Who would have thought Sinclair flexed on Google?
Right.
Like, I didn't, like, okay, man, okay. Game recognized
game. I'm
telling
you.
Didn't see that coming, and it worked.
People love to watch games live. That's the one lasting. As I'm in the sports industry, that's the one ratings guarantee that you still have is live coverage of events. Talking heads, you could watch maybe. It's hard to make appointment television out of that.
Mm-hmm.
You can't replace live baseball. And so Sinclair had that, and they did. They flexed and apparently came to some agreement.
It worked.
Alex Gordon is happy to be back with the Royals to finish his career. I feel 36. Take that for what it is, he said. Mm-hmm. I love this team. Want to come back and fight with my guys, have another fun year, and hopefully a more successful year. I think it will be. I keep saying this. I seem like I'm insane because all these baseball analysts are saying the Royals are going to stink. I think they're going to be okay.
You're an optimist, man. And we got Salvi back. And also, that's awesome. Everybody wanted Gordo to be a Royal for life. So.
For sure. A New York sports gambler is facing federal charges in Florida related to threatening social media messages sent to players on the Rays and other teams like the Royals. Federal authorities said Wednesday, I'm not going to read the messages, but they're gross.
Mm-hmm.
They're so bad.
Really?
Benjamin, they call him Parlay Pats. He faces up to 5 years in federal prison. He would bet on these games and then slide into DMs and say these outrageous things about going after people's families and beheadings and stuff. So
Parlay Pets, more like Parlay Putts. Get out of here.
That's true.
See you
in prison. That's a good nickname for him. Home opener for Sporting KC on Sunday at 7:30.
Here we go.
The Houston Dynamo.
Here we go. I don't like those guys.
What's the score prediction for the game?
Score prediction, 2-1. Sporting KC.
I'm going to go 2-0.
2-1, the good guys.
2-0, because I like to say nil.
You like saying nil.
Kansas goes for the full Big 12 title on Saturday at 1 p.m. against Texas Tech. The game's on ESPN. Mizzou has their last game against Alabama, 1:30 on the SEC network, so hard so you can come out from hiding under that paper bag that you have in your head. K-State, Iowa State, 3 p.m. on ESPN+. That's your sports.
Sports, sports, sports. So we are running late now. I didn't look at the time. You're right. We're running late. You want to go right into your weekend preview?
Sure.
Take them into the weekend. What can we be getting into? What are we getting into this
quick
weekend?
And dirty weekend preview. First Friday with Chi-Town original pop-up. Looks like some hot dogs at Oak and Steel KC. So that'll happen at 4 to 7 p.m. today. So if you're lucky enough to listen to this, quick and
that's
dirty.
Right. If you're lucky enough, that's right. The privilege is all yours.
In full, because we do the events at the end. Nice. You have hot dogs, and you can get them 120 West 17th Street. It looks really good. Looks like they're making these Chicago-style hot dogs. Yeah, so the diet can start Monday. Mm-hmm. First Friday.
This is in honor of Elizabeth Warren. The little Warren G, Nate Dogg. Regulators!
First Friday, Made in KC birthday celebration. Made in KC. has its fifth birthday.
Mona. There we go. It was a clear
black night. Enjoy maker pop-ups, music, food, and drinks from 5 to 9 tonight in Maine and KC. I didn't realize it was 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Time flies when you're made in KC. Glass Animals.
Boo.
At the Record Bar. It's sold out tonight.
Sold the F out. That's where I'm going
to
be all night.
Hopefully you can talk to some friends. 8 o'clock at the Record Bar. Get you try to get yourself in. Maybe you can sneak in. Maybe Hartzell can sneak you in.
It's going to be a good time. Don't put that on me.
Just say KC Morning Show at the door.
Let's see how far that gets you.
It's not going
to
work.
Turn right around. Back to your car.
First Friday double beer release at City Barrel. It starts at 11 a.m. today, so if you have off, you can head over there early on.
There you go.
11 a.m. to 12 a.m. That is some kind of hours at City Barrel for their event. French Quarter first Friday at Casey Conjure. Casey Conjure teaming up with Casey Cajun Food Truck for a delicious first Friday.
That sounds good.
1620 Locust. Meet Damian Williams tonight at Kansas City International Auto Show, 301 West 13th Street. Running back who had that touchdown at the end of the game to seal the championship. The Cauldron Boulevard Takeover today, 6 p.m. to 8:30 at Boulevard Brewing Tours.
Really? I didn't know they were doing that.
Yeah, that's a fun little event. It's probably
the old Cauldron crew.
Some kind of watch party or somewhere you go if you're not going to the game, I guess.
Go to the game.
Oh, wait a minute. That's on Friday. I got confused.
This is
before tonight. Got it.
Intro. They're easing into the game.
Right. Kev on Stage, Slightly Problematic Tour in Kansas City that happens 7:30 p.m. and 10 p.m. tonight. You can also see him 7 o'clock tomorrow. That's the Kansas City Improv. Uncork KC Wine Festival. Hartzell, you know you're talking about Awana finding a date, and I know you got to work supporting KC tomorrow, so if you can hold from drinking all the wine, this might be where you go. Uncork KC Wine Festival, March 7th.
Okay.
Tickets still available. It happens at Union Station. I see on Facebook a couple of my friends are interested, so I'll have to see if they're going.
Are interested in me?
Just go into the event.
Okay, just in general.
There's a river cleanup if you want to do some good at the Kansas City Zoo, 10 a.m. They're cleaning up the river part that runs through the zoo. So, obviously a little messy. You don't want the animals to eat the garbage, I would guess. Because we love animals here on the KC Morning Show.
We should go to the zoo.
We love glass animals. We love regular animals.
Oh, wow. Well done.
And dare I say, we love animal crackers.
Snaps.
Rick and Morty. Snaps. Bar crawl.
Snaps.
Power and Light KC. That happens tomorrow at 4 o'clock.
So man, tomorrow is stacked.
It's the weekend stacked.
Saturday is not messing around.
Go to the game if you can. KC Sporting. Or a Sporting KC game. There's also a Sporting KC home opener watch party thrown by our friends at Strange Days Brewing, 7:30 p.m. tomorrow.
A few different affiliate watch parties going on.
On Sunday.
I checked that email.
A few events on Sunday. International Women's Day Bar Takeover, Mission Taco Joint, and two others are collaborating. But there you go. Yeah.
Give it to one more time. It's the cheap on camera. Yeah. Twist. If you smoke like I smoke, then you high like every day. That part's for me.
Sunday at 2 p.m. International Women's Day Bar Takeover. Again, Misho Taco Joints, the one in East Crossroads. So.
Okay.
And then Sip and Paint, Farmhouse Chicks. If you want to paint a chicken, you can do that. A chicken
I've
and pickle.
I've always wanted to do that.
Sunday at 6.
And I got, hey, you know what? Sundays are free. I could make that work.
Meet Travis Kelsey, Kansas City International Auto Shop, happening at 1 p.m. on Sunday. And finally, go to Boulevard Beer on Sunday afternoon, and you could get some beer hall bingo. There's your events.
Have we ever brought up for our events for Sunday, going Uptown? Have we ever talked about that?
No, go ahead.
They have a six-pack and a pound deal, where it's literally you get a six-pack and a pound of tokens with a fanny pack. Is unreal. It is an excellent deal. And what's the weather for Sunday? Give me that. What's that real feel for
60,
the weekend?
I have 68.
Oh. So. Oh, are you for real?
Yeah.
Let's go. Because I'm working tonight. Got the show. Got Glass Animals. Tomorrow, sporting and everything else going on in Kansas City. But Sunday is wide open. And
just
if you want
say,
me to schedule you in, I can schedule in, Pete. I can schedule you.
Two things I just want to squeeze in here, too, that we might have missed. It's National Cereal Day, I believe, on Saturday. So enjoy your cereal. We've been talking about cereal a lot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And congratulations to the UMKC Women's Hoops team, who gets their first title last night.
Right.
Wanted to make sure I hit that.
The WAC champs. Ruin up, baby.
Exciting times in Kansas City.
Ruin up. Well, let's celebrate Let's celebrate the city on Sunday. Let's get into something. Get into something this weekend. You got a tons of stuff. If you have any events that we need to know about, anything that we need to be shamelessly giving free advertising for,
kcmorningshow@gmail.com.
Pete, an excellent
Friday
performance. Friday, baby. What are we working with today? Give me a letter to roll us into the weekend. What do we got,
B.
my friend? B. Peter B. Swain. Peter B. Swain. Let's do, how about this, my friend? Let's do. Peter B. Swain. The B stands for ball so hard. Ball so hard. My name is Hartzell. That's Pete. This, your KC Morning Show.
The KC Morning
See
Show.
See ya in the morning. Like that one? Ball so hard?
I like it.
2012?
Nice.